Our feature, OK, I Want to Know, is for when you have a nagging question and you're not sure where else to turn. This week, we look at a couple of communities at the intersection of I-75 and the Norwood Lateral. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. David Ide has a question that touches on geography, history, politics, and civic pride.
What I want to know is, how is it that Elmwood Place and St. Bernard have managed to exist as separate and independent municipalities within the boundaries of the city of Cincinnati?
Ide says he became curious after Cincinnati's council passed an ordinance requiring mask wearing as an anti-coronavirus measure. He says he started thinking about surrounding communities and whether they would pass their own ordinances, so he pulled out a map.
I happened to notice that along I-75, within the boundaries of the city of Cincinnati, there were these two municipalities that I'd never really previously taken notice of before. And it made me wonder, how and why was it that these two municipalities were able to survive and maintain their independence without being swallowed up?
Cincinnati and other Ohio cities can't just swallow another community. Nat Ela is an assistant professor of political science and law at the University of Cincinnati and says it's a matter of state law. The general rule is, in order for one city to annex another, voters in both communities have to approve it.
The only time that hasn't been the case was in the early 1890s. Cincinnati managed to go to Columbus and get a law passed that meant that essentially the city could expand and take over neighboring villages by having one vote. All of the people in the newly combined city would vote for it or against it. And that's what led to the annexation of villages of Clifton, Avondale, Linwood, Westwood, Riverside.
Ela says by the early 1900s, Cincinnati was looking to expand again, but the law had changed.
There was actually an attempt to annex Elmwood Place in 1912, and Elmwood Place, the voters rejected that.
That wasn't the only attempt. Marge Neeson says Cincinnati came for St. Bernard, too.
More than once. Several times. And the interesting thing is they also tried to do that with several communities. And at one time I read there were 26 communities that said, no thanks.
Neeson's with the St. Bernard Ludlow Grove Historical Society.
St. Bernard even had a ballot about it on more than one occasion. And there was one time when people from St. Bernard actually asked to be annexed, but Cincinnati said no thanks to them.
Neeson says people in St. Bernard wanted paved streets, sidewalks, and sewers, and Cincinnati wasn't willing to take on the costs.
Well, we need modern conveniences, and if you can't provide it, then we just as soon stay independent.
That notion of independence, of self-rule and self-identity, is important, according to Nate Ela. He says a few years ago, a study from the Manhattan Institute came to the conclusion everybody would be better off and be more efficient if Norwood and Elmwood Place joined Cincinnati.
The response from people in Norwood and Elmwood Place was, why don't you go think about something else? This is our city. We like our city. We feel attached to our city. And we're not just going to disband it because somebody from outside comes and says that that would be more efficient. So there's definitely a sense in which if you grow up in a place, you become attached to that place. You feel invested in having the ability to control the rules, the laws that apply to your own city.
There's a feeling you know who's who. Rob Clark says he gets that in St. Bernard. He and his wife moved there in 2013.
The neighbors are fantastic. They all introduced themselves and just made us feel at home there. And, you know, it feels good knowing that the police officer lives next door and the fireman lives across the street and got that nice Main Street feel, but still right in the middle of everything.
Clark says he gets the sense his neighbors are proud of their community and even today don't want to be absorbed. If you have an offbeat question, ask it at wvxu.org/OKIWannaKnow. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.